As an employee-owned financial firm, Baird offers advice solely focused on clients' needs, while consistently investing in their expertise and capabilities to serve those in need. More information at baird-difference.com.
Pinch hitting for the chancellor is the vice chancellor for enrollment services and student success. It's Dr. Trudy Weddle. Hey, good afternoon. How are you?
Good afternoon, Mike. I'm doing great. How are you?
Summertime.
That's right.
Summertime. Short week. Memorial Day Monday. June's getting started. So that must mean summer school is getting close for you. Tell us your schedule about what's happening, at least in the classrooms this fall. We'll get to the camps, and or the summer, rather, before we get to next fall.
Yeah, I always feel like after the Indy 500, we're officially close to the start of all things summer, including our summer classes. So our summer classes actually start this upcoming Monday on June 6th. So there's a little bit of time to get in some last-minute enrollment for those students that may be wanting to do that. And then, of course, we do have fall opportunities that you alluded to that will start in August that we are also assisting students with getting signed up for those now currently as well. So very busy here at Ivy Tech Bloomington, but students are welcome to stop by. We have in-person opportunities available as well as virtual opportunities. So if they prefer a virtual appointment, they can always call us at 812-330-6013 to schedule that appointment.
Now, also, Dr. Weddle, these classes that are offered for summer school might not be the full booklet, correct? And these classes we're going to take are, I don't want to say intensive, but they're going to get done a little bit perhaps quicker than we would during a normal semester. So let folks know if they're going to make, you got to hurry up. Monday's happening here in a couple days. What is on the menu for summer school?
Yeah, so I will say that the majority of our classes are offered in an 8-week format now, regardless of whether that's summer, fall, or spring. So the pace in which a student is completing courses is pretty quick, regardless of when you're taking them. So for summer, we do have probably a little bit smaller version of course offerings, just given the nature of the summer session. But with our IB online opportunities, it's pretty extensive, so I don't feel like it's too limited. But again, it's an 8-week session for summer. So beginning in June, you'll be wrapped up by the end of July and have a little bit of time there in between those classes ending and potential fall August classes starting. So that's always nice to have a little bit of a break and a buffer in between semesters. And to feel like you've accomplished something over your summer in addition to having some fun and, you know, maybe working and whatever else that, you know, others have going on.
Yeah, and those high school kids can get ahead of the curve as well. That's always interesting to hear. So you've got, a little bit of time here. We're not going to put any pressure on anybody, but today is June 2nd, and you better hurry up there. That's not a lot of pressure, but
you better hurry up.
Hurry up.
Good advice. And sorry, I should have also mentioned for our high school students that you just referenced, there is a wonderful opportunity for our service area high school students to take classes with us this summer at no charge. So that cost is actually being picked up by the college this summer. And I don't know that this will be extended into next summer opportunity. I really don't know what that's going to look like, but I think this is a great opportunity for any high school student that has some time available this summer to get a head start or, you know, maybe to build upon college coursework that they're already doing at their high school. This is a wonderful opportunity for them to do that this summer at no cost to them. And they can, you know, choose a variety of classes that are on campus or choose from the online opportunities that we have as well.
Yeah, that's fun because I can't drive. I can't get around. No. You can hop on the internet. The internet, no fees. Just hop on there and no gas money, no nothing needed for any of that because the opportunities, as you mentioned, virtual and in classroom are fantastic. And that should help everybody out. Just trying to remove barriers. I mean, how much of a key is that where you talked about now 8 week, everything kind of happens in 8 week classes, whether you're adding to it as a high schooler or you're changing careers, it's really not that different.
No. Yeah. Everything is pretty much done in 8 weeks. And I think that's been a successful move for us as a college, but also for the students so that they're able to see progress pretty quickly, you know, as opposed to waiting 16 weeks to see some classes be complete toward whatever that goal is that they're working on. So that's been really beneficial for the student as well.
Dr. Trudy Weddle is our guest this afternoon. She's the Vice Chancellor for Enrollment Services and Student Successes. And starting not this Friday, tomorrow, but a week from Friday, virtual Ivy Visit Fridays. Well, that's hard to say on the radio. I had to go slow there. What are you doing online? There's another great opportunity. We just need you to RSVP. Who are you looking to help on the second Friday of each month?
Yeah, absolutely. So really that we're targeting prospective students and their families that are really just interested in learning more about what Ivy Tech has to offer, but maybe don't have the opportunity to make the drive to campus, or to your earlier point, gas prices are a little pricey these days. And so, you know, just saving the money there and visiting us virtually, it's a really great opportunity for people to connect with us in real time, to learn about different programs that we have and connect with some of our team members here on campus, in addition to faculty. And so our first virtual Ivy Visit Friday, as you mentioned, is next Friday, and it's from 10 to 11 a.m. And we will have that on June 10th. And as far as RSVPing, there's a few different ways that students can do that. Students are always welcome to call us at 812-330-6013. They can also go to our website, which is ivytech.edu/Bloomington/admissions. And I highly recommend any prospective student and or family that wants to learn about the different ways to connect with us and some of the different recruitment events that we offer to go out and take a look at our website, because there are other opportunities in addition to these virtual Ivy Visit Fridays for them to choose from.
Yeah, and this is just, again, more is better. Gives you more choices. Everybody's schedules are busy. Heck, it's summertime, for crying out loud. That's anyway, we can get some captive audiences. Okay, so once fall of 2020 gets here, I'll let you tell me about the normal enrollment. But you do have some programs. You talked about not waiting, and not, well, maybe it's not 16 weeks, but we're gonna get you in and get you out quickly. I always get these screwed up, because there are accelerated programs and then there's ASAP. I will let you tell me which is which and where is where.
Thank you. Yeah, so we have what we refer to as accelerated programs. So there are two different pathways with that. One is our ASAP program, and that's really targeting students directly out of high school. And so we are currently taking applications for the 2022-2023 school year. And really, the students that get accepted into the ASAP program, they're fast-tracked to finish our two-year associate's degrees in 1 year. And we've had several cohorts go through this program. They're always successful, but they also put in a lot of really hard work. I mean, that's really intense to get a two-year degree done in 1 year, but they do it, and they have a good time. It's a cohorted program, and just a lot of really positive success stories that have come out of that particular program. And then our other accelerated program is what we refer to as Ivy Accelerate, and that is really targeted more at the working adults and offering opportunities that also cohort them to allow them to build that community with several of their peers that are pursuing the same types of degrees. But it has a lot more virtual components and online components, so a little more flexibility than what you would have with your traditional right out of high school ASAP type of program. And then with Accelerate, we're really working to keep those students on track to complete their degree on time, so a two-year degree completed in 2 years. But we're accepting applications for both, and we have virtual and face-to-face open houses for both of those, ASAP and Accelerate, that'll be held the last Wednesday of each month at 6 p.m., so students can choose to attend virtually or in person here on campus, and the next one will be July 27th. And so to RSVP for that, students can email bloomington-ivyaccelerate@ivytech.edu. And again, students are always welcome to call us at 812-330-6013, and we can get them scheduled that way as well.
Yeah, stick it in the Googleometer. It'll pop right up. Heck, that's what it's there for. Everybody gets connected. Well, that's the good news. It's hard not to be. It's hard to get lost in all of this. What else is making news? Well, the good news is your students are making news, and you have some scholarship award winners. The chancellor gives it. Well, the vice chancellor can give them out too, right?
If the chancellor allows.
Well, so yes, but that's right. You can do so. So you've had some folks that have, again, in the spotlight for all the right reasons.
Yeah, so recently we had a few Chancellor Scholarship winners. So we did a little promotion to try to get students incentivized to get signed up for classes early for both summer and or fall registration. And so we have a few Chancellor Scholarship winners, Adam Tillett, Monique Miller, and then Alexander Jones. And so these students, regardless of what semester or semesters they registered for, they received full tuition and fee scholarships from the chancellor. So everything is covered for them to pursue their education. And so that's just really exciting. It's a great opportunity for us to be able to support students in that way. And so we're just really excited for that.
Excellent. And recognition of the students who put in a hall, all that hard work is fantastic. I missed Steve Bryant last week. I had technical issues. I know you'll find that incredibly hard to believe. But the Gale and Bill Cook Center for Entrepreneurship, you've got some guests from Africa in town.
Yes, and that it must be why Steve had sent me this information to pass along to you since you two weren't able to connect last week. But he's really excited. We are hosting 10 Ethiopian university leaders as a part of a State Department-funded grant with Indiana University. The grant is to help the universities develop innovation centers at their campuses in Ethiopia, and we've provided technical assistance with helping them learn and develop entrepreneurial skills training and pitch competition program development in partnership with the Mill and some others around Bloomington. And so IU Office of International Development and Ivy Tech, we were funded in 2019 for a two-year grant, which concludes in September of 2022. So we're really excited to have them visiting us currently.
Very nice. So not only a community college, a world community college. You should add that to the the title there. That would be fun. Memorial Day, we know it's a short week this week, and the Ivy Tech Community College Foundation encourages folks to remember loved ones with a gift. Tell me how we can get involved with that, Dr. Weddle.
Yeah, thank you. So the Ivy Tech Foundation, we receive a lot of gifts made in memory of family members, friends, or colleagues. So these gifts can support scholarships, academic programs, or areas of greatest need. And so similar to that Chancellor Scholarship that we talked about earlier, we can do something like that where a donor can make a donation to the institution that we're able to pay, you know, full tuition and fees for a student or help pay for supplies or whatever that student might need. And so as we've recently observed Memorial Day, we do ask that you consider remembering a loved one in your family or circle of friends with a gift in their memory to the Ivy Tech Foundation. And you can look at more information about that and make a donation online. You visit connect.ivytech.edu/Bloomington.
Very, very cool. So many ways to get involved. Summer camps still up and going. We already started those, but I know the Center for Lifelong Learning always has fun stuff for some of our bigger kids.
Yeah, so we have our youth programs. We have a summer 2022 youth catalog available online. So as you mentioned, some of those camps have started, but we still have several throughout the summer, and we have spots to open for registration. So if anyone's looking for some fun activities for their child or a neighborhood friend or, you know, colleague to get involved in, this is a great opportunity for kids in the community to come and participate in our camps. And so you can visit ivytech.edu/Bloomington/CLL, which stands for Center for Lifelong Learning, to learn more information. Or you can also call our Center for Lifelong Learning at 812-330-4400 to learn more about those opportunities.
Excellent, excellent. Yeah, and don't think just because quote-unquote summer started that everything's over. Now, not everything is over. No. There's more opportunities to see what's going on for the rest of June and into July as well. Well, Dr. Weddle, always a pleasure to hear your voice. I hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend. And, well, we can almost see this weekend is short work week. And since the chancellor is not there, I suggest you go home early and enjoy the 75-degree afternoon.
Oh, well, I might take you up on that, Mike. I appreciate it. As always, it's my pleasure to come on and chat with you a little bit. So thank you for the opportunity.
And blame me. I mean, just go ahead and say, hey, well, Glass said I could go home early. Then we'll have some fun with Chancellor Vaughn when she gets back. Thanks, Dr. Weddle. Awesome job as always. We'll talk to you soon and enjoy your weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too.